Jusqu'à pour l'hydra Ubata Potosonabanama Nebupagua Kimobos. And we're also live
on TikTok
from New York. It's
Saturday.
It's literally Saturday now.
It is. We're so lame, we're recording a live podcast on TikTok. Well, y'all are all married with kids. I'm single with a dog. This is not how most single dudes spend their Saturday night.
We're not married yet.
I mean, whatever.
What do you got?
Elizabeth's over there living in sin.
With a safety pin. Cleveland rocks.
Dude.
Cleveland rocks.
Do you know that that's, like, if you download the Roku channel, I think it's, no, it's not Roku. What channel is it? Some channel has all of the Drew Carey show now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not Roku. What is it? Plex. If you just download the Plex channel, you can watch all of the Drew Carey show. And I've been watching it. Dude, I forgot how good that show was.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's really funny, man.
I just can't stand Mimi.
I don't know. Her digs at Drew are kind of funny. we didn't even start the podcast.
Hey, Welcome to the Drew Carey Show podcast.
I mean, that would be great. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Elizabeth. This is Harley.
Fabian.
Hudson somewhere. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, he was gonna join us, but then I don't know, he's off dancing or doing something. So anyway, we're talking about the Skeleton Crew episode 6. It's not called No More Friends. I forgot the name of the episode already.
I can look real quick.
It's like back to no friends or something like that. It's something that KB says when she's talking about, like, not being able to do stuff. And
let me give a free show to TikTok here for a second.
A free show.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to look up the pull it up on Disney?
Well, I was, but
TikTok said no. Anyway, we talked about last week's episode, and Elizabeth listened to us spoil the entire episode and then went and watched it, I assume?
Yeah.
What did you think about last week's episode?
It was really good.
Zero friends again.
Yeah, zero friends again. Fabian has now seen two episodes of The Skeleton Crew.
Ooh.
None of them are the first episode.
No. Not one. That's okay, though.
And you have the Wolfman action figure, you said? Brutus?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. Of all the ones to get, he's probably the best one.
Yeah. He has no neck. Like, it's weird.
They're still not in any of the stores here. So...
Grace?
That's,
they are here.
Yeah,
he
sent me some pictures. It's frustrating because I'll go to Walmart and Target and look around every weekend, and we still don't have them here.
Elephant?
Yeah, none of them. I don't know if it's because they don't order them to stock them, or if it's like the territory I live in, like it's a... But I mean, I live on the East Coast in the South, so I don't know if it's just like they haven't made it here yet, or
that
what.
Well, we can buy them for you and send it to you.
I mean, you just saw all the stuff I have. It would wind up in a box in storage, so I don't need to buy them. I just want to see them. All right. So zero friends anyway. Elizabeth, you just watched the episode. What did you think about it?
It was good. We Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulty.
That's our other podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, how you have that set up, Fabian.
That's what the... Isn't that what we said the name of this podcast should have always been?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Elizabeth was always having technical difficulties.
And Skype. And
yeah.
And bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that one whole commentary track we recorded that Skype just deleted.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good, though. The KB stuff was kind of sad.
Yeah. Like, it was not clear until this episode that she had, like, some physical disabilities.
Yeah.
Harley's having a good time. What did you think about the episode, Jacob? You've watched it at least twice now, right?
It's probably my favorite episode so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know if I'd go that far. It's really good.
The last one, I really like this one, though. Because I really like KB. I think she's probably my favorite character.
I really like KB, too. I don't know. Neil is so cute.
I mean, I really, really like Crimson Jack or whatever we want to. He is Ash. My favorite. Yeah.
His name on the box is like, what was it?
Jarnarwood or something.
Yeah. Jarnarwood, I think something. It is. Which I think is probably his real name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm fascinated by this character. And yeah. I really want to know more of the backstory.
Well, so, I do too, because I feel like he is more of... Because I'm so confused, like...
Sorry.
What was that? Oh, the donk.
Ripley.
Like, what was that?
Logan's voice cracked.
Sorry, my dog just barked, everybody. So, she hears voices, and she doesn't know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And so it scares her.
Aw, poor baby.
Come here. What were you saying, Elizabeth?
I don't know. Oh, I was going to talk about the ship.
Yeah.
I feel like the ship, that was really cool. Like Jacob said, we hadn't seen that before. And I thought, because I was like, okay, this is weird. Like, what's happening? But then you see the ship pull out. It, like, shedded its skin.
But I mean, you're right. We've never seen it before, but I would like somebody to explain the purpose behind that.
I think it's because he had... He's hiding something, this captain. He's hiding something bigger. Like, I really think he started the whole planet, like, or found it, fell in love or something. Like... crashed down, you know, and found it and then was like, oh, I have to protect this.
So, I mean, before we started recording, I think I said it's like buying a Ferrari and then like super gluing cardboard to it.
Yeah.
So that nobody knows you have a Ferrari.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, I kind of get it, but I just don't understand the purpose of it. It does make for a really cool effect when they hit the button and it just explodes and they like you said, like shed the outer shell of the ship.
Because why would he say like, don't do that? Circumstances do that.
It probably leaves the other ship vulnerable or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that would make more sense. Like if the hull was like, the armor of the ship and this leaves it way more vulnerable to like attack or something that I would understand.
It kind of looks like the ships from Rogue One. I think they're called V-Wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cassian ship.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pet things.
It's kind of what it looked like. I think it's bigger than those, but I don't know.
It was pretty cool. We did get like major Toy Story 3 vibes of like, oh, we're all going to die in the fire.
In a furnace.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
I just think it's more than that. I think he's just hiding who it was. And like, I think he's hiding more along the lines of like,
There's got to be some. I think you're onto something, because when they go down into that vault in the last episode, you never get to see the captain.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The video's all like glitched out, so you just can't see what he looks like.
Yeah.
He may not be dead either. I mean, because
it's probably what's his name's dad, Wim's dad.
You think it would be somebody that young?
I don't know.
That's a stretch, because that guy seems like a coward.
Or maybe it was like his dad or something.
Maybe. Maybe it's the superintendent. Maybe he's the superintendent. Maybe. Isn't that what they call it? Or
yeah, something yeah. like that.
Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could they keep talking about that we haven't seen yet. So
yeah, because they keep... Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because if the kids saw him, they would probably know, right? That's why they're
yeah. That's a good point. That's why, yeah. Like, for story purposes, yeah, that's why it would be glitched out. Hey, Hudson.
That's so, not Hudson.
That's not Hudson.
It's a young Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh. I'm sorry. Can you say these are not the droids you're looking for?
I like this.
it doesn't work.
I'll try it.
It doesn't work.
For anybody that's just listening to this, you're missing out. You should follow us on TikTok.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Just take somebody and whack them in the head with the lightsaber. So, why do you have a red lightsaber, Hudson? That is not what color. Oh, I'm sorry, an orange lightsaber.
See?
Look who it is, though. Show them who it is.
It's Chewbacca.
That's a new lightsaber.
Chewbacca didn't carry it. This is inaccurate. Chewbacca didn't carry a lightsaber.
I don't think it's Chewbacca. It's the guy from the Young Jedi. I forgot what it's called. Young Jedi Tales.
Oh, did he have an orange lightsaber?
I don't know if it was orange. But
oh, you know.
This is a new Wookiee, lightsaber.
Okay. The Wookiee and the Acolyte. Did he have an orange lightsaber?
Yeah, but this isn't him.
Why? Because you hated that show?
I stole his lightsaber!
You stole it?
Oh, normal.
Why would you steal somebody's lightsaber, Hudson?
Hey, guys.
Now he's the thing from Lord of the Rings.
Golem.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
No idea.
How we thought that it was the supervisor.
Yeah.
See, I remember no.
Atten.
So good, Hudson.
Yeah, I bet he is the supervisor, because everything has to go through him. He's the one kind of keeping him, or her, it could be a her.
So, I mean, if it's a bad guy, it's probably a dude. And he's probably British. It's Star Wars. All the bad guys are British dudes. So what is the point of Atten? Like, why are they creating Old Republic credits? Like,
it's because that's the only gold and money that they have on that planet. That's the only thing that they can make on that planet.
Okay.
Where are they getting the gold from?
Dummy.
The gold is from the pirates.
I mean, there's mines. They talk about mines.
The pirates who don't do anything?
No, the pirates don't do
anything. They just stay at home and lie around?
No.
And if you ask them to do anything, so, they'll just tell you.
Maybe
we don't do anything.
Oh. It was really funny when he pops up out of the tunnel.
Yeah. With all that jewelry on him.
He's dripping in gold.
He's like, yes.
split it with you.
He's like, I'm glad you're here. I'm ready to check out. Like, fuel up my ship. I'm getting out of here. And then he sees the pirates. And he's like, I was just coming to find you guys.
I wasn't trying to feed you like I was trying to trick you when I was in the shop. That's my plan.
Are you going to go as Jod for Halloween, Hudson?
What?
You'd be a pretty good Jod. Captain Silvo?
It's not
Jack.
Hudson. It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you Obi-Wan's younger brother?
Obi-2?
Obi-2 Kenobi?
Hey, why does that Obi-Dose? Say Polk? Why does that say Polk?
Because that's all our last name. And now everybody knows.
That's his name.
And not Logan Polk.
That's not Logan Polk. Okay.
I wish my last name. I wish it wasn't, because that name comes with a curse.
It is Logan Polk.
See, I told you. He said it.
Yeah. Wow. Let me know if you figure out how to break that curse, Hudson. He doesn't know what to say to that.
Fabian, I remember no at.
Fabian doesn't believe that our name is cursed.
No, I didn't. No, I just.
He hasn't been around long enough.
Yeah, he wanted Harley's middle name.
Let's see. Who do the Falcons play? Hudson. Enough with the lightsaber. Sunday.
They play the Panthers. They have to beat the Panthers. And then the Bucks have to lose to the Saints.
Hudson, enough with the lightsaber.
No.
I was turning it off. Yeah, so just watch the Falcons Panthers tomorrow, and you'll know why they're cursed.
Yeah, because we like them. Georgia lost yesterday because we pulled for Georgia. Except for Jacob, he pulls for Auburn for some reason. But he pulls for Auburn, and they've been cursed for years.
I mean, they won in 2010, so.
I mean, that was 15 years ago.
You know what? It's closer than OU.
This is true. Anyway. All right. So, what were we talking? We keep getting sidetracked. What is the point of them minting the Republic credits? Who are they doing it for?
I think they were doing it because that was just their job and what they. Oh, thanks. High five. Yeah. And.
But for who? Not the Empire. The Empire had their own form of currency.
It was for Leia. Duh.
She didn't know about that.
No. I don't think there's any way that anybody in the New Republic knows about that, because it's been going on for a long time.
Well.
They've been hidden for that long since the Republic.
Yeah.
Maybe they just were doing the job for whoever, and then they didn't know about the war, that the war is over.
I mean, it makes sense that.
And so they're still just.
It makes sense that. How many planets are there that were hidden? Six or seven?
Yeah, something like that.
They're all similar named. They all look the same. So maybe all seven were Republic mints, and all the other ones got. This is the last one. But they don't know. Well, I don't know, because they know about the New Republic, don't they?
But Smee went and destroyed the, like, where Atten is on the other planets, remember?
Yeah, to keep it hidden.
To keep it hidden. But why would he do that?
To keep it hidden.
But why?
So, they have
because it's him. The greatest source of pirate
but
plunder.
Who told him to do that?
The captain.
Right. Why would he do that?
Because a pirate doesn't want anybody else to have his treasure, and that is his treasure at Atten.
You think that he is just there for the gold, or was just there for the gold, not able to spend it, not able to go off the planet, take the.
I think he. Yeah, I. So. If, okay. I think I understand what Jacob's talking about. So they like he found that place before the Empire came into power. They were minting Old Republic credits before the Empire came into power. The Empire comes into power. He wipes that from all the maps so that nobody ever finds the planet. They don't know, but they, I feel like they have to know, unless, because like in his storybook at the beginning, it's like Luke winning like a battle or something, but that could just be nothing. That could just be a throwaway thing. So yeah, the Empire didn't know they existed. The New Republic doesn't know they existed. But they maybe knew about the Empire and were just keeping themselves hidden?
I don't know. I think the Empire and the New Republic could have known it existed, but they knew
about it. I feel like Palpatine would have wiped them out, man.
But he couldn't find them.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. That's why it's like a legend, and it's never been found, so no one... I don't know.
I really want to get some answers on that. I hope we do.
I hope we don't until season 5.
Yeah, I'm really worried that not enough people are watching this show, and it's going to get canned the way the Acolyte did, even though the Acolyte was not a good show.
But the Acolyte was kind of like. It almost felt like middle finger-ish to Star Wars fans, in my opinion. But
I don't know if I'd say middle finger-ish. It felt like they didn't really understand what.
Okay, you know how to me it was almost on the same level as the Halo TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not quite, but almost.
Yeah. I'm with you there. Where it's just like you didn't really understand what you were what people want from this at all, because what you're giving us is not.
They tried way too hard to be different. Like, this show is completely different, but
it doesn't feel
different because because they're not blatantly trying to be different.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah. I was just talking with my buddy Adam actually earlier today, and I was like, you know what, man, I do like The Mandalorian, but this is the first Star Wars TV show that feels like Star Wars to me.
Yeah.
It feels like it's in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
No, The Mandalorian.
What, Hudson?
Ahsoka still didn't even really...
Yeah.
And
Ahsoka has that volume feel to it. Everything is just fake.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like Rosario... is that her
Dawson?
Name? Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
But it still feels off. To me, they had to get Ahsoka perfect, and I think that's probably as perfect as you could get live-action Ahsoka. Sorry. But still, it was like...
Yeah, there's something a little bit off about it.
I didn't really start liking that show until her and Anakin were together.
Yeah, those are definitely the best parts of that show.
Yeah.
So, and season 2 is coming. I think they're filming this year. So, yeah. And the rumor is that some characters, like maybe Jod or whatever you want to call him, are going to show up in... The Mandalorian and Grogu movie next year. So this show might have a bigger impact than we think it is.
Well, that explains why Jude Law took it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think Jude Law's always wanted to be in Star Wars. He was one of the, people talked about in the, Obi-Wan and Anakin conversations way back when. Mm-hmm. And, it just didn't work out for whatever reason. So, I think once his chance came, to do anything, he was like, I'm not going to pass it up this time. I'm not going to let it get away from me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, knowing he's going to have a bigger role, possibly, that's got to help.
Well, to me, it looks like he's having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's kind of Andy Serkis.
Yeah, like he gets what he's supposed to do. Like he understands how to live in this world and what it would be like. Like he's roguish like Han Solo.
Yeah.
Like Oscar Isaac tried to do that in the new movies, but it feels different. Like the who talks, you talk, I talk. Like it's funny, but it's not the same kind of thing.
He whereas, like, part of those movies.
And I agree. It's just, it's not as.
Poe Dameron.
It doesn't feel as Star Wars-y as the Harrison Ford stuff.
It almost takes you out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
where it's like still, this, it's funny. Like what it's in like episode 4, I think, where they're all, like Jude Law gets captured, and he's just like, you know what? Just kill me. Just shoot me. Like I'm done. I want to be done with all of this. Just kill me now and put me out of my misery. And it's really funny without being like slapsticky kind he looks like he's having such a fun time, and I can't wait to find out his Jedi backstory.
Because I didn't really think he was a Jedi.
I mean, we said it from the beginning, and Jacob was like, no, I think he was a Jedi.
I mean, he could be but
he directly quoted Qui-Gon Jinn, man.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure Darth Maul quotes somebody. Who did he quote?
I don't know.
I know who he quoted. In the Obi-Wan Darth Maul fight, the last one, he was like, to quote a great Jedi master. That would have been messed up. Hudson, do not press those. Don't even act like it, dude.
Hudson's gonna knock us off. You're gonna kill the show, Hudson.
Yeah. No, by accident. So let's not even pretend like it. Like hands off the keyboard.
I'm not pretending.
I'm not pretending. I'm really gonna do it.
I'm not pretending.
If you beat on the desk, people can hear it. It's very loud.
All right. Back on track.
All right, so what else in this episode? I'm with y'all, the KB stuff was probably my second favorite part of, like, all of that dealing with her disability. And it's I think it's funny because a lot of people will point to, like, the Acolyte specifically.
They're trying to get us in a great deal.
Hudson, stop. Go blow your nose. Yes, go blow your nose.
My
ow.
God. I don't need to blow my nose.
Okay. Now I don't know what I was saying.
I don't either.
You were talking about her disability.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people pointed to the Acolyte as, like, the whole, like, once you go woke, you go broke. Disney went woke with Star Wars, and it's terrible. I don't think that's why that show was terrible, and I hate all of that crap, but... Like, this episode specifically deals with somebody with a disability and discusses it without being, like, preachy or... Yeah. Like, it's just like, yeah, I had an accident. This is what they did to fix me. And my friend doesn't treat me differently, which sounds great, except she doesn't realize I can't still do all the things I used to be able to do.
Yeah.
So... It'd be like
she's like scared to tell her.
Yeah. Which is real.
Yeah. And I think it's cool the way they swap them. And so, like, Neil goes with what's her name? And then KB and Wim go together. And so, like, they kind of wind up learning about each other in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was really cute. Because, like, he's like, well, so what? You can just be our friend, like, hang out with us. And she was like, oh, like, we're friends. Like, okay.
Look
at that baby.
Yeah, my dog has joined.
Harley?
Yes, Harley.
Yeah.
Ripley. So, hi, Ripley. She just wants to lick me in the face.
That's what
don't
she
we
said.
All?
God, I hope not. Stop.
You know, oh you already God. Said that.
What, that she wants to lick me in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, just that's look at her. That's what she's doing. That's like, all she does.
Good.
I wake up every day with this dog climbing up to my face and licking me in the mouth.
It's pretty disgusting.
Yep. She's like, get up. I got to go outside. But yeah, I thought the way they handled all of that was like really sweet and yeah. The way you should handle things like that. Because it, like I said, just doesn't get real preachy about it. It's like presenting it from her perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of just get to see, you know, through her eyes more or less. So
yeah. And they start following the dang crab.
The crab. The trash crabs.
Like, what were y'all thinking? Like, no, we gotta follow the crabs. Like,
I mean, because they didn't want to climb up a giant mountain. So, which I kind of understand. But
maybe because I know why they follow the crabs.
Why?
Because they trust the crabs to lead them back to their ship because they were saying, follow.
Yeah, but it was a trap.
Friendly.
So if somebody's like, here, I have some candy and I'm your friend and I'm over here, are you going to follow them?
No.
But that's like being everything's safe on Atten. So yeah, they didn't think
they're naive.
Twice about
or oh, Wim is naive.
Yeah. They said they are friends, so let's go with them.
Yeah, they said Finn.
And then it was a big trap and they almost got eaten by Moana's crab.
No. I call it the big blue sea. No, let's call it the star.
Who's got crabs?
Let's call it the star crab because it looks like a big
Krabby Patties.
All right. So what have we missed anything in the episode?
I mean, they're all gonna go find Atten now.
Ja getting all the pirates riled up. That was pretty great.
Yeah.
Dad, I wish we can watch the new one.
It's not out yet. Until Tuesday. It'll come out Tuesday.
We got two more episodes, and we got a lot of answers we need in two episodes.
Yeah. I'm hoping they're long episodes, because to me, this one went by fast.
Yeah, this is one of the, feels like one of the shorter episodes. Like, if you don't count the credits and the, like, the intro, it's like 26 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
That's a pretty quick episode. Smee, or 33, like, do we think he's still with Jod? Or did they leave him on that planet?
No, he's definitely still with him. But I discovered that he's pretty much useless against everyone except for the kids.
Yeah. I mean, every single time he, like, tries to go at it with anybody, they just disable him. Like, what an absolutely useless droid.
Yeah.
He pops up with the necklaces and stuff.
That was so great.
Yeah,
when get him, 33.
He was like this. Oh,
that was maybe the funniest part of the episode.
Yeah.
Immediately disabled.
Yep.
You know the funniest part of the episode, the first episode,
what?
That they think it's a Jedi temple when it's actually a ship.
Yeah.
That doesn't know Atten. That doesn't belong in Atten.
Can't say I remember no Atten.
Who's your favorite character, Hudson?
SM-33. The robot.
Shree. It would be funny if you said, I don't know what Patton, but it would be funny if she said it right then. I don't know.
It would be.
So is that your favorite character? SM33?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
He likes droids for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
every new Star Wars show we get, man, that's the one thing they consistently do right.
Yeah.
The droids are always good. All of the internet now knows that, Hudson.
Yeah. K2SO was great. Probably my favorite. I mean, I love Chopper. Just Chopper's a little... He's a little smart aleck.
So I was going through Ryan's stuff, and
he
got these San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Lego sets from years and years and years ago, and one of them is a little bitty ghost ship with a Chopper minifigure, like still in the box, never open. I was like, I wonder how much these things go for. And I looked it up on eBay. Guess how much the last one sold for back in November?
$400.
No.
No.
$6,000.
No, not that much.
I'd buy that for $1.
It was $1,300.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell, man?
Yeah. Save that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sitting in a box somewhere. So I'll hold on to it until it's not worth anything and then be like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Build it.
Anytime I get anything that's valuable, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is worth a lot of money. I'm going to hold on to it. And then, you know, like a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card that's now worth $5. So.
I'm sure that's an X-Winger.
An X-Winger? Where?
On the picture next to that ninja and the ninja.
Oh, the Rebel pilot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call them X-Wingers.
X-Wingers.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that, the X-Wings.
Yeah, I mean,
are blue when they're supposed to be orange in the movie.
Yeah, but they're New Republic X-Wings. The New Republic X-Wings are blue.
Yeah. Well, then you have Blue Squadron from Rogue Squadron. So they're all different kinds of colors. I just figured that the people called, obviously, when the pilots...
Yeah, like a little 911 button or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like a day spa planet like that would surely have like some kind of like direct line to some government something.
So they're just, on the planet?
The X-Wings?
No, I mean, they just travel in hyperspace.
It's kind of like, I don't remember his name now, but the guy that's in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, he just keeps showing up.
Yeah, they're patrolling the... forgot what I was going to say. I thought it was funny when they first got to that planet. And he's asking why, like, all the hubbub or whatever. And she's like, oh, we have the Trade Federation here.
Oh, yeah. I was like, the banking clan.
So we've increased the security protocols and all this stuff. And then, like, a little band of pirates pretty much take them over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of last week's episode was when the pirates showed up and they were like, welcome to... And they just immediately blow them up.
Yeah. That one's probably my favorite episode last week's.
Yeah.
So far. This one, though, I like this one a lot.
Yeah, this one was really good. So, I've seen it 3 times now. So,
yeah.
That should say something.
I forgot.
They left us.
Yeah. Just the look on her face is just
It's like, I can't, but like, girl, they didn't even see you.
You know what? My favorite part of the last episode is when they get wobbled and they almost get married and then they just press it before they get married.
Married?
Married.
What? And they're like, I'm not going to press it. I'm going to press it. No, I'm not.
The button.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Talking about the button.
press it, then they press it, then they get out. And he's like, it's too strong. I can't defeat it with this little whatever it's called.
And now we're going to get sued by Disney for that incredibly accurate reenactment.
Yeah, almost word for word.
I'm going to blast it with whatever it's called.
He says it's, Wim says it's too invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As if something could be too invincible. The word means what it is.
Yeah.
Right back, guys.
It's too invincible. All right. Anything else?
I don't have anything.
Oh. All right. If you did not watch us on TikTok Live, you missed an incredible show. Go follow us at just search for the X-Wing Files, because I don't know how TikTok works. So we'll pop up there. If you just listened to us, go rate and subscribe, whatever you need to do. If you just watched us on TikTok, go subscribe to us on iTunes, because that also helps us out a lot. So anyway, we'll be back next week talking about episode 7. We only have 2 episodes left. It really kind of sucks, because this is our last Star Wars for a long time.
Yep. About to do commentaries or something.
Yeah. I really, like, now that you figured that out, I really want to do a commentary.
Yeah.
Because we could just sit here and watch it together. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
Always.
Bye. Say bye. Bye-bye.
We should end this one with all of us going, can't say I remember no at.
Say at.
Ripley, say at. No, just look me in the mouth.
You can say it, fool.